Hey, boys and girls, it's time for Not Another Pucking Podcast, Comedians on Hockey, with your old pal Chris Roach, the sometimes less than amiable Anthony DiDomenico, the Count of Condescension, John Trusen, and the only guy on the show who knows what the heck he's talking about, AJ DeVito. And now...
Admit it, you'd love to see a good fight right now.
You can feel the love.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, I love you. Can you tell me your name? Hello. We sound okay?
Yeah, we're perfect. How about starting the show, you goof?
Oh, wait, are we on the air?
Yes.
Yeah, oh. That's how he starts every show he ever
hey,
does.
I don't know. I was waiting for
podcasts, comedy shows. It's always like a mumble and jumble in the beginning.
Chris Roach is the consummate professional.
Welcome to episode 5 of Comedians on Hockey. This is the Anthony just showed up late episode. We don't want to give him any shit, but he was late. And
sorry, I'm coming from work.
Okay, listen.
That's when you do things during the day and they give you a paycheck at the end.
See, how come you're wrong but you're attacking me?
I'm late because I was coming from work. There was traffic.
All right, I didn't say anything. You walked in, and I said,
because you annoy me already today with the text message.
Why?
Don't send text messages before the show.
Why? Because you guys know that I have the.
We're gonna bring it. You're gonna bring reality in here now because you're mad.
I think you're mad at yourself.
I want everybody to hear Chris Roach's strategy on how to get the podcast on iTunes. It's not, John. It's not like anything like.
I think you're eliminating yourself now, Anthony.
He wants to share it. That's how we got to share it. So what's going to happen? We share the podcast, and somebody at iTunes is like, hey, look at this, Johnny. Stevie and Ronkonkoma loves this podcast. We got to get it on iTunes. No, you have to submit an RSS feed to iTunes, and that's how it gets on there. No one does it for
and
you.
For your listeners out there.
I love when Anthony talks technological.
For your
stuff.
Listeners out there, this is what we call in the psychological world.
Jesus.
Misplaced anger or displaced anger.
No, it's
anger.
Not displaced. It's just...
He got shit on at work, and so he brought that shit in here.
I didn't get shit on at work. I had a good day at work.
What happened?
I had a great day at work.
What do you do for a living? I don't even know.
I work at a generator company. I run the service department.
You work at a computer company for about a little?
Generator.
No, generators. He sells generators to the rich and famous.
I run the service department.
Who are you, Nathan Thurm?
Yeah, Nathan Thurm. I don't know who that is.
It was one of, what's his name's character from SNL? Martin Short. He was a nervous guy with a cigarette. No, he was a lawyer.
What does that have to do with generators?
He worked for a generator company for a very reputable computer company. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
For a moment there, you sounded exactly like Anthony when he does an impression of
him. Well, that's how spot on my impression is.
This my impersonation of Anthony. No,
and if anybody out there wants to listen to episodes
3 and 4, 2 and 3,
you can't.
Yeah, okay. Your podcast is stupid. Don't ask me. I don't care. No, I don't want to do it. No. Don't ask me to go. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, thanks for taking me on the show with you last week. I appreciate it, Rush. No, you're not a real friend. I don't know.
That me?
That's you.
Okay.
That's you. You're not a real friend. Star Wars.
Star Wars, okay.
You displease me greatly, and I ignore the both of you.
Poor John has to listen to all this. That's what I feel bad for.
So, this is the Thanksgiving episodes.
Yeah, what are we thankful for?
I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for AJ, the new setup.
I like that sweatshirt.
Tony.
Thank you.
I'm thankful that Sally's on the mend. Everybody, Sally's on the mend. She had the neck surgery. She'll be back next week, hopefully. She's nicer to look at than Tony. And
yeah, but that's not a very high bar.
Why do we go there?
Tony.
Brutal.
He's wearing fluorescent
matter,
today.
People, I was joking. Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
He's wearing fluorescent today. He looks very handsome. So,
the Islanders opened their new arena.
Yeah, let's talk about that. How,
in style.
Any in style.
What do you mean in style? Go by that.
And they didn't do well.
Oh, well, okay.
You know, one thing they did do right, I'm talking about the pre-show festivities, they paid tribute to Charles Wang.
Okay.
Which...
Wang. Jesus Christ. You can't even get the guy's name right.
You can't even have a conversation with him. He really can't. Like, he really is the capital pits. Maybe, you know what? Chewing gum and looking at a camera is probably all you can handle. Seriously.
You say Wang, I say Wang. Let's call the whole thing off. Go.
Forget it.
No. I would like Anthony, I actually want to hear your opinion on the opening of the new arena.
Well, because I had this thought even before I watched the ceremonies. I was thinking of it leading up to it. Like, this doesn't happen without him.
Absolutely.
Charles Wong.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Wang!
Let it go. Let it go, Roach.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Done.
No. Come on.
This is the last one.
No, wait. You know what? I like, you know, you're right.
Hold on, it doesn't
happen without Wang saving the company from that freaking crook, whoever that guy's name was.
That's not who he saved it from.
And also, like, a friend of ours, Timmy Cromps, his sister works in the front office in the NHL for Gary Bettman. She actually, is like Gary Bettman's sidekick there. And she said, like, of all the owners that would come in and stuff, you know, the most down-to-earth, like, cool, normal guy was Charles Wong.
Yeah, Milbury said the same thing about him, too. And, you know, the biggest complaint people had about him was that he was very loyal and he wanted to, like, do too much. Like, he wanted to give these guys, like, how did DiPietro get a 15-year contract? Is because he wanted to reward all those guys. He wanted to give Michael Peck a 10-year contract. Like, yeah. Milbury had actually talk him out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because he always wanted to repay people that were good to him.
Yeah.
And this project that happened now, the whole Islanders arena, would not happen without him. You think about what happened. People don't realize that how close this team was to leaving. You know, in 2014, when the lease was up, they had to go to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. That was like an 11th hour, you know, move. There was all talks about him going to Kansas City, even, like, you know,
Quebec. Quebec, yep.
And you think about it, they turned down that Lighthouse project. The Islanders had nowhere to go.
That was a great project. If you ever saw the drawing of
it, looked amazing.
Yeah, that would have been amazing for Long Island.
But this is what, like, you know, that's him starting that, like, that whole Lighthouse project and really wanting to build something for the Islanders that was really special and you know, a top arena from the play-in. That started then, and this is now that culmination of all that, you know, through the years. He sold the team to Ledecky. They got this done here at Belmont, and the place looks amazing. And everybody I know that went to the game said it's one of the best buildings I've ever been in. The atmosphere was great. The crowd sounded great. I mean, they didn't play great, but they're also down to like two players that are healthy right now.
Yeah,
so.
Really. So, you know,
Charles Wayne.
Little hand for Charles
Wayne. Charles Wayne.
Little respect.
I went Sunday.
All right. Tell us about it, AJ.
It is about honor.
It's not the Coliseum. That's first and foremost. It's really nice. It's really new. I'm not used to it yet.
Like more than two restrooms?
There's restrooms everywhere.
Is that what you're not used to? Is that used to watching a game in a nice building? Is that what?
It's going to get weird. It's weird to get used to. The crowd was not really into the game because we have guys like Andy Andreyev playing. I like Robin Salo, but Grant Hutton, the team's just not good right now. We'll get into that later.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great building. I do miss the intimate feel of the Coliseum being on top of, you know, everyone, mm-hmm. even in the halls.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. It's really new and really nice. I'm very excited for it, and I'll grow into it. The only thing I don't like is for parking. If you park in the Emerald lot, you have to walk like a mile to get to the stadium.
Oof. Side note, Anthony, don't park in the Emerald lot.
You know what? How many people have been online when you got to pee at the Nassau Coliseum? That is one of the longest bathroom lines ever. So that's probably one of the chief complaints or the first thing they talked about. All right, we got to make sure there's more bathrooms.
So from the drawings and everything, because I haven't been there yet, the layout as far as like some of the seats and it kind of looked like the Coliseum in a little bit. Did it have? Is that no?
It really, honestly, it felt like the Prudential Center.
Okay,
but like a newer, nicer version of it.
You know what? And I'm all for that because I did see a game at the Prudential Center, and it was one of the best hockey experiences I ever had. I watched. Mm-hmm. I went and saw the Islanders and Devils. The January right before COVID hit. You're moving your hand.
Other complaint is they have the Section 329, you know, the wild crowd that does all the chants and the cheering and the screaming. They have them way too low. They have them, like, more in the 200 section, so their voice is supposed to be propelling off of the ceiling, which they're not really close to, so it's kind of
What is this section? Dead. I have no idea what you're talking about.
329, they do all the chants like the, oh,
it's like, you know, the it's like the, for the Yankees,
The bleacher creatures.
Oh, like the Mets have, I know, in like left field.
The seven line.
Yeah.
I've seen it's like that, basically.
They're all dressed in similar T-shirts. Yeah, wow. So you know what, though? I was thinking about the Islanders' loss, and it's almost like every banner raising, the teams always lose. Was there any presentations beforehand, or was any big to do? Didn't we ask?
Yeah, they had.
Didn't we ask Duguay about that? We asked them, why does a team always lose when they raise a banner or something like that? It's because they're in their uniforms all day, and the other team just shows up, and they practice, and they're ready to play. When these guys are like, they got to go through ceremonies, so they get a little, like, I don't know, stiff
I don't think it was that.
Their routine is broken.
I think it was that they got like eight players out. I mean,
but that's true.
You had Anders Lee out. You had, you know,
to quote AJ DeVito, they're just not good at hockey. Is that what it
I looked at your dumb chair.
I thought they played good Sunday night. They just couldn't put the puck in the net, but it's just, I don't know.
They didn't play bad Sunday. I'll give them that. But they didn't play good enough to win. I don't think Toronto really beat us as bad as it looked. But
I don't think they played that bad Saturday night.
I thought we were going to win Saturday for sure.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen in the Rangers game? You know what? I wouldn't be shocked if they. If they pull an upset.
I mean, I could see it happening, but, like, I have no faith in this team right now. I mean, not for the future. I'm saying just right now, like, once everybody gets healthy, you know, it's just been a tough break, tough start of the season.
There's not something about this team.
Chara's out with COVID now.
Yep.
Nelson's out 2 to 4 weeks.
This is our defensive core right now. It's
Paul
Ledoux or Thomas Hickey, Sebastian Aho, Robin Salo, Noah Dobson, Scott Mayfield, and Grant Hutton.
It's scary.
Who's been there the longest? Mayfield?
Mayfield. And Scott Mayfield has not been great this year. My one thing with him, he's been pinching far too often. But when he is your number one defenseman, that's kind of scary. And I like Scott Mayfield. Don't get me wrong.
I like Mayfield,
he's
too.
He's solid.
But like, not as your top defenseman.
Not your top defenseman.
Yeah, as you know.
Yeah.
But,
great guy. But.
And I'm just waiting for Parisi to put the puck in the net, because I think once he does, he's going to go on a tear.
He's been great. I can't complain with him.
He's just, it's almost like that. You know, if you're in baseball terms, like, keep lining out to the shortstop. You're hitting the ball hard.
Yeah.
Yep.
And eventually something's going to go in, and then I think it's gonna go on a tear. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the future I think is going to be okay this season.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, right now they're limping along, and they had to get through the stretch. I mean, they did, you know, 15 games on the road. You know, you come into the new building with, you know, most of your starters out, and now it's, you know, even more gone. COVID's going through the locker room. That's what happens.
Yep. And the Rangers continue
they look good.
To find ways to win no matter what they're doing. It's a lot. Obviously, Shesterkin carrying them a lot. Georgiev, not good. Not good. And what are they going to do with him? What are they going to do with Georgiev?
Bring up my boy. Bring up Sachem Malum. Keith Kincaid.
Here's your problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
If you make that move, there's a lot of waivers that have to be cleared, and you could lose guys.
Yeah.
There's another guy. I don't know
about that stuff.
What the hell is the guy's name? The Rangers have a goalie down there who is like waiver free because he's never played in NHL.
That confuses
game.
Me all that waiver stuff.
I'll look it up.
So if they send
that confuses him.
If they send him down, they send Kincaid up. What do they have to do?
You got
to
clear waivers. Another team can claim him and take him away from you.
Oh, just like playing fantasy football. I get it.
Yeah,
okay.
There is some kind of a technicality, like for a conditioning or an injury or some nonsense. So you can pull a fast one there and say he was injured and you got to get him conditioning time or some nonsense.
Interesting.
You can get away with that. But
is it Adam Huska or Tyler Wall?
Huska.
Adam Huska, yeah.
Huska you could bring up without any kind of waiver. So who the heck knows?
Huska.
Who knows?
They should have traded Georgiev,
two
or 3 years ago. Could have got like a first or second round pick for him too.
Yeah, a while ago. He's got. You know what's funny? could you focus, Roach? What's the matter with you?
I'm trying to share the podcast here with people too. And he's like, you know,
this is nice fabric.
Georgiev currently has the worst goals against average since worst Rangers goals against average since who? Steve Belichick.
Oh my God!
Which is pretty hilarious.
Did they bring that up in the intermission?
No, I just read that the other day and I laughed because Steve Belichick is like, he's great and he's one of the best analysts in the world.
Oh, good dude too.
But he's a great guy.
He was. It's so interesting seeing him next to Lundqvist.
Yeah.
Belichick was a good goalie, but you know,
he was
a backup, and it's so funny when we saw him play in that one game at Bethpage.
Yep.
The
Rangers charity game.
Yeah, the charity game. The alumni came out, and Valiquette, I saw him there. I'm like, oh, wow. And now I'm thinking he's going to play goalie. He played defense. And it was funny trying to watch a defenseman skate on regular skates. He looked like, you know, a midnight hockey player. He looked like somebody that wasn't playing a lot of hockey. You know, like, good guy, though. Hey, why don't we jump into our first segment.
What segment are we jumping into?
Roach Googled something, so he's got a segment.
In lieu. What do you mean? I had an idea, so I Googled Roach.
What idea did you have?
Around the world in hockey.
Is that our first segment or no?
No, this is in lieu, but we can hear
it's
that.
It's in lieu?
world. You know, I googled something, an idea. It is. I got a computer.
Because
you know, my wife buying for me because you know, I said, Diane, can I buy your computer? You know, I need to bring her an idea that I Google.
All right, listen. Are you settled in? Are you settled in?
No.
You settled in your apartment yet?
Yeah, I am actually.
Almighty.
All right, what'd you Google, Roach?
I was thinking
when you, when you get your own place, you let me know.
Last week, shut your face. Last week, we were talking about Dreisaitl and Connor McDavid, and I got to thinking about the
tandem of repute.
I started thinking about the dynamic duos of all-time NHL, which led me to this article written by Josh Bell from thehockeywriters.com. What are you pointing at? My screen?
You got on your computer.
It's a pretty tree with Diane put it there.
Yeah. Not even on your own computer.
Focus.
The best duos of all time in NHL history. First of all, can we have a theme song for this?
Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
Ooh. Oh my god. Okay, thank you, Tony.
It'll take him all day to figure this one out.
Dynamic, listen, and let's go for number 10 on his list, Brett Hull and Adam Oates.
That was a good tandem. We liked them. Adam Oates, a great all-around player, but spectacular on faceoffs.
Oates was from Boston, right? The Bruins?
He played with Washington as well.
Yep.
He's also a skills coach right now, one of the best in the league. Guys spend over $100,000 just to work with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Best eyebrows in the league, hands down. All right.
Are these two guys who specifically played together or just like the two best guys on the team at the time?
I think Roger's picking two guys out of thin air.
Good question, John Trusen.
like Wayne Gretzky and the guy who made hot dogs. They're good tandem. You know, go to the Kings game, he saw a goal, he had a hot dog. It was good tandem.
Let's say, okay, combined awards. One has a Hart Memorial Trophy, one Lady Bing, one Lester B. Peterson, one and Maurice Richard. Three-time Maurice Rocket Richard winner. That's Brett Hull, baby. And what's his name? Just passed Brett Hull on the stats. Ovi just passed Brett Hull.
Mm-hmm. Brett and Bobby the highest scoring father-son team?
I don't know. AJ?
I believe that is. It's got to be.
What are they?
Father son scoring goal scoring tandem, Bobby and
Brett.
Gordie Howe scored like 900 goals and his sons combined scored 5. So it's definitely I think they're definitely the highest.
And like we were talking about before, the highest tandem brothers.
That's the best stat ever.
What two brothers have the most NHL points combined in NHL history? Do you know, young AJ?
Well, are we counting brothers or
brothers?
Multiple?
Brothers, no, two well, brothers.
Obviously, multiple. Wouldn't be.
It's two brothers.
No, I'm trying to think because the Sutters, they have so many.
But they have more than that.
But you could technically grab two Sutter brothers together.
Looking to grab two random
two random brothers? Ooh,
Sedin's, Sutter.
That probably was my guess.
I'm going to give you a clue. It's a trick question.
It is kind of a trick question.
I'm not getting it then.
The answer is Wayne Gretzky and his brother.
Yeah,
his
brother scored like a goal and two assists.
Brent has one goal and three assists.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think of that one.
That is humorous. That is humorous.
Yeah, is that on your list there?
So, anyway, the two stars played for St. Louis from 1989-90 to the 1991-2 season.
We don't need the bio on everybody. Skip to the next duo.
Good.
It's not a five-hour show.
And for the article, it's also what they accomplished together. So, they didn't say anything about lines. That's from the article right now.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, AJ, for saving that.
All right, now, before you go down the thing, Anthony DiDomenico.
Yes.
Best tandem that you recall seeing on a team.
Best ever?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you go wrong with like Lemieux and Jagr?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, that's a solid pick right there.
I don't know how they didn't win like 10. He got sick, but like, you know, that to me was like either one of those guys on their own are superstars, and you had both of those guys on the line. That's probably the best one I've seen.
And mm-hmm. both 6'5", 1'6'4". Are they both 6'5"?
Yeah, they're both gigantic. And I think 1'6'6". I think Lemieux 6'6".
Yeah, as much as I hate the Penguins, and that started my early hatred for them was back then.
Yeah.
I will say that that's probably the best two guys I've seen.
Chris Roach, what do you got?
Honorable mention. I like to do an honorable mention. Not on this list. Two other players that both over 6'3" was Eric Lindros and John LeClair. The Legion of Doom. Was it Legion of Doom?
Yep,
it was called? Yeah. Yep. Oh, my God. They kicked the piss out of us, those two guys.
Yep. Yeah, you know what's funny? It's like, and I'm thinking of my two, and it's always like two guys that killed your team.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, and I'm going way back because I'm elderly, I'm thinking Phil Esposito and Bobby Orr.
Killed
like,
us.
They killed it. Rangers had great teams in the 70s. But the Bruins had Phil Esposito and Bobby Orr.
Yeah, any sport I could do that. Like, you know, with baseball in the early 90s, it was definitely Griffey and Buehner and the Mariners teams.
Right.
And basketball, people always argue, like, how can you say Michael Jordan's the greatest basketballer of all time? Because as a Knicks fan, he broke my heart every single year. Mm-hmm. That's how I can say he's the greatest basketballer of all time. Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. AJ, hockey tandem?
Hockey, well, right now, for me, it's probably McDavid and Dreisaitl. They're doing unprecedented stuff. I know there's Lemieux-Gretzky. I believe Lemieux-Gretzky, right. Yari Curry.
Right.
For the Islanders, we'll throw some New Yorker into it. I'm going to say Tavares and Matt Molson. They were really good together.
Okay.
They were very good
and
together.
And they're very underrated as a duo.
Yeah, and I want to list we looked at.
Not near this list, though, obviously.
I don't know whether it's this list. Are there two Islanders on this list, Chris Roach, that I'm going to mention?
Of course there are.
All right, then I'll wait. Then I'll wait for you to get to them.
Of course, there'll be two. Sidney Crosby and Malkin.
I got to read.
Okay, Sidney Crosby and Malkin.
Number eight.
All right. Malkin likes peppermint.
All right, who's number seven? Number seven. Let's count this thing down.
Like number seven: Stan Mikita, Bobby Hull.
Oh,
Stan Mikita and Bobby Hull didn't play on the same line. Dennis Hull played with Stan Mikita. Dennis was Bobby's wacky
can't even
brother.
Google a thing, right?
Lemieux Yager is number six. Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay.
And number five, we have New York Islanders.
All right, let's go.
Mike Bossy, Brian Trottier.
I'm not arguing with that, but I think they're disrespecting my man Clark Gillies.
Four Stanley Cups. Yeah, but Gillies was Gillies more of a
Gillies. Everybody in that line's in the Hall of Fame. Gillies is in the Hall of Fame.
Yep. Yeah.
How crazy is that?
We got to get him on
the
show.
The whole line's in the Hall of Fame. That's amazing.
We got to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Ted Lindsay, Gordie Howe from the Detroit Red Wings.
That's two tough guys in the Hall of Fame.
That's number four. Number four, the Maurice and Henri Richard.
Maurice and Henri, the Pocket Rocket.
That's so funny. Richard was known. You just told me that.
Yes.
Henri was known as the Pocket Rocket.
Yeah, Maurice was the Rocket, and Henri was a little fella, so he was the Pocket Rocket, which Roach then informed me was some sort of sexual toy.
Yes.
Yes,
when,
it is.
When I worked at the adult store, the number one selling toy was the Pocket Rocket and the Techno Rabbit.
Here's my little trivia. Henri Richard, most Stanley Cups as a player of all time.
How many is he at?
11. That's sick. Yeah. Imagine winning 11 Stanley Cups.
Wow. No, as my team's not won one.
Who's close to that? Who comes close to that?
Maybe other guys on those Canadians.
Yeah, the first
10 people are all on the Canadians.
Well, those are like the Yankees in the 50s and the 40s and 50s. Yeah. All those, like the Celtics players, you know, they all have, like, Russell's got like 11 championship rings.
You know, it's funny. I was, this brings to mind, you know, the great teams, the great dominant teams. I was driving home from a softball doubleheader, and it was Yogi Berra Day. And they were like introducing him and just reading his accomplishments. And I'm there going, like, did this guy ever play a season where they didn't win the championship?
He has 10 World Series rings. Wow. This guy's a multiple All-Star, MVP. He's definitely one of the most. And as a catcher, that longevity is definitely unprecedented. And, I think he's on everything as far as baseball is concerned.
Yep.
Number two, Phil Esposito and Bobby Orr.
That'll do it for me right there. Those guys. Oof. Bobby Orr, and I've said this before on the podcast, Bobby Orr is the only guy that I can remember in my life, in my 1,000 years watching hockey, who, when he was standing behind the opposition net, just looking down the ice, made you nervous. Because he could just come the whole way and put it in the net.
And as a defenseman.
Days. Yeah. Yep, and that was in the days where a defenseman didn't score. He changed the game.
He only played like 10 seasons also. He didn't have a long career. Why was that? I always wondered that.
His knee got blown out. And those were the days where you had knee surgery and you were done.
Yeah, it was arthroscopic. There was no, you know.
And actually, very late in his career, he played in one of those like world, you know, championship
the world
things.
Cup of hockey
where,
stuff,
yeah, one of those things where they played the Russians and all that kind of thing. And he was the best player on the ice, and he was basically playing on one leg. That's how good he was. I mean, the guy was phenomenal.
Number one, we knew it was going to be Wayne Gretzky and somebody.
All right.
Wayne Gretzky and Yari Curry.
All right. That was a pick by AJ. There you go.
Damn.
That's impressive.
And they were in the Kings together, too.
Who were?
But the, what?
Who were? Gretzky and Curry?
No.
Well, you know what's
Toledo
funny?
And Barnes.
They Gretzky went to the Kings.
No, he's dead.
Gretzky
exactly.
Gretzky went to the Kings and played with Robitaille. Robitaille scored like 1,000 goals playing with Gretzky.
Yeah.
Then the Rangers picked him up, and he wasn't quite as effective without Gretzky.
Luke Robitaille never returned my texts.
Well, that was like with that my saying there on.
I got his number from Duguay. He never returned my texts.
Why would he return your texts?
Because he knew he would say something. He knew he would say something like that.
Why would he think
that? He wasn't effective without Gretzky.
I said, Luke, and then he wouldn't text me. I said, Luke, text me. I'm not your father.
Oh, see, there you go. That's your reason.
Wham, wham.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, so that's it for the dynamic duos. Can we have a little outro music there, Tony?
What, do you want the same music?
Same music,
oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
We got to bookend it.
Sorry.
Hope you guys enjoyed that segment. Come on, Anthony. Give me a little shoulder. Shimmy. Shimmy!
I'm getting
your
hand off me.
Shimmy!
Getting vomit in my mouth.
I don't know. I'm going to mention on the outro. I'm going to mention a duo that I actually asked you about prior. They got an honorable mention in one of these articles. Two goalies on a.
That's right.
you got like a goalie tandem, boys.
A goalie tandem.
Trying to think.
Smith and Rush.
Smith and Rush is it? That's a great one. That's a great one.
Smith.
All right. I'm gonna. You guys think about that. I want to tell you this. The guys who that were mentioned. Back in the days, it's like 68, 67 when they expanded the NHL.
Right.
The expansion draft was a joke. You got like the wretched refuse and the dregs of the league was all that was available to you. So the St. Louis Blues sort of thought outside the box and they picked up one of the all-time greatest goalies ever, Glenn Hall, who was 106 years old or something at the time, and Jacques Plante, the other all-time greatest goalie of all time, who had been retired for 2 years.
That's insane.
And they decided, those days, one goalie basically played every game, but they brought in these two old goalies who were like legends. They alternated them in games, and the guys won the Vezina Trophy. The guys won the Vezina Trophy when they were like the oldest guys in the league.
That's crazy. I'm
trying to think recently who.
How about Lundqvist and Cam Talbot?
That's a good one. How about Lundqvist and Steve Valiquette? No?
No.
You could do Patrick Waugh, whoever he played with.
Yeah, exactly. There's a bunch of guys like
that. I know Brian Elliott and Yaroslav Halak, I think 2011 were out of this world good. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have Sorokin Varlamov, but I wouldn't put all time for them. Not even close.
Sorry, guys.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I just realized
He's listening to.
I'm sorry, AJ. I just realized I never shared the friggin' podcast.
Well, how's it going to get on iTunes if you don't share it?
No, I mean, I never shared it to my page. Son of a bitch.
All right, while you share it to your page, I think we're going to we're going to go to AJ. Yeah.
Coast to coast.
Coast to coast.
It's Hockey Coast to Coast with a man whose knowledge of hockey is more expansive than Chris Roach's seemingly boundless cranium. AJ DeVito.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Crazy. What do you got for us this week, AJ?
So off to Vancouver.
That's my plane landing.
Is your plane landing?
Kyle Burrow scoring his first career goal for the Vancouver Canucks, his hometown team, I can't speak today. And he was an Islander prospect. He played for Colorado, so shout out Kyle Burrows. Congrats on your first goal.
Nice.
Hey. Good story.
Nice.
Moving on to Calgary.
Like Andre the Giant.
That's my Calgary impression.
Andrew Mangiapane is second in the league, goals scored this year, tied with Alexander Ovechkin with 15 goals.
Really?
He's really pushing it to make the Canadian Olympic team this year, hopefully in February.
Wow.
He's been outstanding, obviously one of the best goal scorers. He put two past us on our home opener, but we'll skip over that part. Moving on to Minnesota.
It's really friggin' cold here.
Hey, it's Minnesota!
Wild captain Jared Spurgeon will be out for the next few weeks with a lower body injury. You always have to love the hockey terminology of upper or lower body injury.
They just do that because they don't want to give the other team something to shoot at now, because you never can get any info. It's either upper, lower.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, every other sport tells you exactly what it is. Hockey's like lower.
And here's my question. Does anybody ever get a mid-body injury?
No.
No, never happens. No. Right? Never happened.
Never hear of a mid-body injury.
Midsection is pretty tough.
They just flip the coin if it's a midsection.
There you go.
Moving on to Dallas, this is a very big story.
Hold on, all aboard!
Stars rookie Riley Tuft bought tickets for his friends and family for his home city debut.
I heard this.
And the coach healthy scratched him.
Was that just like a that huge is dick evil. Move? Did they ask the coach about it? What did he say?
They asked him. I mean, he is on the hot seat right now anyway, Rick Bonus. Yeah. So he's just like, it's hockey, it happens. He didn't even apologize or anything, apparently.
That's
we know of.
Not even Tortorella would do that.
That's a pretty big dick move right there.
That's a dick move.
He had to buy seats off his teammates, too. So, I mean,
wow.
Yikes.
What a daiquiri.
All right, we give the big thumbs down to Rick Bonus on that one. Shame. Not a classy move.
Rick Boner.
Moving on to Florida.
Come on, guys. Hold on. All right, watch the gap.
Panthers superstar Alexander Barkov will be out week to week after colliding with Scott Mayfield. It was an unfortunate accident, but he is already back on the ice, so hopefully he'll be back soon. Never wants to see a star player out.
Never.
And then moving on to their rivals, Tampa Bay.
All right.
It was a short drive.
All right, who's got the ice? Here we go, let's go, come on.
Kind of breaking news, Braden Point will be out for 4 to 6 weeks with a upper body injury.
Ah.
So now they're down him and Kucherov, and none of these guys will be on LTIR, hopefully.
Oof. Oof. That was my guess.
Right. Moving up to Philadelphia.
Boo! That's my Philadelphia impression.
Whoa, you son of a bitch!
Throw batteries at Santa Claus.
Yeah, really.
Kevin Hayes scored his first goal since coming back from his injury, and he pointed up to the sky in... you know, tribute to his late brother, Jimmy Hayes. It was a very emotional video.
We like Kevin Hayes.
Yeah, great guy, great family.
So sick.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to New Jersey.
Newark.
That's Newark, yeah.
What's that smell?
The Devils released their new alternate jersey. I don't know if you guys saw them or not. They're black, and they say Jersey on them.
That's it?
So
that's
people, great. It literally just says Jersey.
They have a Jersey jersey.
There's like white stripes on it. It's pretty rough to look at, I won't lie.
Wait, is it up yet?
Yeah, it's up. Check their Twitter or their Instagram. They're not as bad as I first thought they were, but all you have to do as a jersey connoisseur is take the New Jersey Devils logo and just put on a black jersey. Yeah, it's not rocket science.
Right.
It just looks so dumb. Look it up now.
Oh, it is dumb.
Who dropped the
ball? It looks
on
like
that?
It's a joke. Like, so your pants are gonna say pants, your helmet's gonna say helmet, the stick's gonna say stick? Yeah. What's going on there?
Look. It's a jersey.
Oh, that's brutal.
Horrible. That's
a brutal.
Sluban? Pecan Sluban?
Or you know what they could have done? You want just have the J, like, you know, the devil horns on it.
Yeah.
That would look cool.
Yeah.
Or just to...
Oh, and Marty Brodeur designed these jerseys, apparently. Brutal.
No, Brodeur did not design
them. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Marty Brodeur designed it, and they're going to put Leroy Neiman in net.
It's jersey.
Jeez, Brodeur, just stick to goal.
That went right over their head, Tony.
Stick. Did you do a Neiman Marcus joke over there? What was that?
No, go ahead.
Is that furniture?
Moving on to the TO, Toronto.
Oh! Out of a cannon.
Frogs.
In his second career game, Leafs goaltender Joseph Woll shut out the New York Islanders.
No.
Not good.
Congratulations.
No. Johnny T came back and he shut us out.
Moving on to Ottawa.
Look out! Here we go!
I mean, guys are dropping like flies there, too. The Ottawa Senators season was put on pause due to COVID.
And here's the thing I read about them. They're like one of the most strict teams as far as being vaccinated and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
They had 10 guys out, so the league shut them down, and the Islanders are still going with 8 guys now.
You never want to prove Mr. DiDomenico right. Scary.
Let's start one of the crazy rumors, because I love crazy rumors around the country.
Okay? Yes.
Here's my theory. The vaccine causes COVID.
Yes.
You know what?
You're saying it. It's like...
I can see where that could happen.
Here's my theory about COVID. It started in Chris Roach's skates that have been rotting in his porch.
I'm sitting quiet. See, that quiet. You attack me?
No. Here's where that goes tragically wrong, Anthony. Because a virus is a living thing, and nothing lives in Chris Roach's skates.
That's true.
They're in my laundry room waiting. Waiting like Cinderella's slipper for me to enter them.
And last but not least, we have Montreal.
Oh, you fuck!
Cole Caulfield got called back up, finally, and he played two games and did absolutely nothing. Had a -4, no points.
All right. So we are done. Boom.
It's Hockey Coast to Coast with a man whose knowledge of hockey is more expansive than Chris Roach's seemingly boundless cranium. AJ DeVito.
That's fucked up. Thank you, AJ.
Yeah. Of course.
And now for Anthony's segment. Thank you, Anthony. Okay.
I started the show. What are you talking about?
Well,
I tried to have a conversation at the beginning about the ceremony and the Islanders thing.
That's right.
And you just babbled through it.
Well, we want to thank you for being here today.
He more stammered than babbled, I think.
We want to thank you for
Thank you for being here. Because you're not going to see me next
Wrong.
Week.
Don't listen. Keep it up. You want to be replaced by golf carts?
Please.
Golf carts?
I mean, DiPietro.
Why don't you replace me with
DiPietro? We're going to give him a 15-year
Believe me,
contract?
I've seen who works on your other 16, podcast. I don't think anybody you can replace me with is going to be better than
Right now, I don't have any other podcasts. Man Chewing Gum.
Smart.
Man Chewing Gum's coming out.
When is Man Chewing Gum coming out?
Probably later this
How
week,
about you figure season. Out how to get the show on iTunes instead of making logos with...
I thought it happens automatically with...
No, does it happen automatically? No.
I saw it. It didn't say it was on iTunes.
It's not.
It says only on Spotify, Anchor, and some other...
You know how long it took me just to do that?
What they will give you is they'll give you an RSS feed. You have to then put that in. You have to submit it to iTunes.
Oh, okay.
I never did that for mine, but like, mine's on iTunes. I don't know. Maybe it did itself.
Somebody said I had to submit it to the RSS. There's only one way to do it.
So all you listeners out there, we're going to be on iTunes next week.
Yeah, I'll take
but
a week
to figure
that out.
Well, podcast is up. We're on Where else? Where else are we? AJ, you said you're
Anchor. I mean, the more reasonable one is Spotify, though.
Spotify.
Because Anchor and Spotify are partners, so...
Yeah.
So, like just checking, did we get, like, one of those...
And we're still on YouTube, clearly.
Did we get one of those multi-million dollar contracts like Joe Rogan?
No.
With Spotify?
No, not yet.
Well, they gave us some money not to do the podcast anymore. Not to put it on their platform.
Roach turned down their offer to not do it.
Yeah, they gave us money not to put our
So far, we have an estimated audience of zero.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what you're telling me is the only people hearing this podcast are currently in this room.
Yeah, but if you share it's like Roach's thing is like Field of Dreams. If you share it, they will come.
I thought maybe you needed some numbers. Like it won't recognize you until you get like 100 listens.
There's only one way to get a show on iTunes. That's submit the RSS feed. But once again, you'll never ask me.
Anthony knows this stuff. Why don't you ask Anthony? Anthony actually knows about this.
I try to talk to him as little as possible.
That may be a bad call.
Three people are watching on YouTube.
Yeah, there you go, you suckers. People. Thank you for the three people watching.
Do we know who they are?
Next week.
No.
And the other,
one of them is my mom.
And two on Facebook.
All right, do we know who they are?
From my page. I shared it.
No.
How can I tell? I'm looking on Facebook.
I shared on my Facebook. They're definitely watching from mine.
Yeah, I have one share from my Facebook page.
This is the saddest thing I've ever seen. You guys are like junior high school girls who are like sad because no one's liking your prom
anybody
pictures.
Anybody who's found this from Google, the Keep Moving Forward podcast is the one you should be listening to. That's the one that people listen to.
Yeah, keep moving forward and make sure you tune in to Anthony if you see what cigar he's smoking that day.
Okay.
Right. I can't wait till some 8-year-old comes out with a thing called... man chewing licorice and blows Roach away.
I'll have him as a guest on my podcast. No, but seriously, guys, thank you so much. And
wait for a guy staring at a wall to really go. That'll be the next one.
Hope everybody has a lovely, lovely Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yep.
What are you thankful for, Chris Roach?
I'm thankful for you guys for showing up for my podcast and everyone in this room that helped make this possible. That's what I'm thankful for today. And Jesus. And AJ.
And AJ.
All right, it's not bad.
I'll be thankful for a Ranger win on Wednesday.
Oh.
I'll be thankful for an Islander win on
I'm having
Wednesday.
Deja vu. Did a Ranger and Islanders always play on like Thanksgiving Eve?
No. There's been Sometimes. A lot of them, actually. Yeah. I mean, hopefully
I remember. Yeah.
Well, it's a good game to have because they're both close to home then.
Both home. Yeah. You know, for the holidays. It's a rivalry game, so you you know.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, thankful Sally's surgery went well. Sally, we miss you.
Sally.
Sally, we'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Please.
All right.
I'm thankful that maybe this is my last show ever here.
I'm thankful there's a lot of time left in the hockey season. We're not done yet.
There you go.
I'm not ready to throw the towel in.
I'm not throwing the towel in.
No, they got a lot of home games coming. And they will right the ship. You know that Barry Trotz is a great coach. And we will see you in the playoffs, and it'll be exciting.
Yeah. Maybe we'll be on Patreon next week.
Yeah. Why don't you get a viewer first before we get people for extra
We'll see.
This.
Wait, let me see if we got a viewer yet.
Patreon.
Nope. Oh, God. All right. Who wants to take us out? Who wants to lead us out?
Go ahead. You do it.
This has been Comedians on Hockey, Episode 5. We hope you enjoyed it, and please tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. We'll be here every Wednesday, 5 p.m. EST.
If anybody knows the owner of Apple, tell them to put the fish on that every year. Call them.
The right day, though, would help.
It's also Tuesday, but...
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday, not Wednesday. Wednesday. Tuesday. Tuesday. Damn it. 5 o'clock Tuesday, EST.
Comedians on Hockey takes no responsibility for things that come out of Chris Roach's mouth.
That's right. Neither did my parents. Tune in. We're having fun here.
You are. No one else is.
All right. Thank you.